Prime Time Replay from Money FM 89.3.
Brock Silvers is Managing Director of Kaiyun Capital, and he joins us live from Shanghai. China's state media has warned that it is ready to use rare earths to retaliate in the trade war with the U.S. This is tensions between the world's two largest economies escalated since U.S. President Donald Trump raised tariffs against China and blacklisted Huawei. Rare earths are a group of 17 elements. These are critical to manufacturing everything from mobile phone cameras to wind turbines, MRI machines, even military hardware. China produces more than 95% of the world's rare earth minerals. This makes it the world's biggest producer, and the U.S. relies on China for at least 80% of its imports. So what will this mean for the U.S. if China uses its rare earth advantage as its new playing card? Brock, could a possible move by China to do just this, strike back in the trade war with the U.S., escalate tensions? How severe do you think this move with rare earths is?
Well, I do think it would escalate tensions. The U.S. would probably see it as a particularly aggressive act. And in that sense, I think a Chinese export ban would worsen the overall relationship. But I don't think it would do much to drive the parties towards an agreement. You know, for example, there was talk in the U.S. this week of limiting China's access to U.S. capital markets in response. I think a ban would raise tensions, not lower them, but it's sort of hard to predict how far out that could spiral. It could become bleak.
Mm-hmm. Well, given the U.S. Heavy dependence on China's supply of rare earth minerals, how would the threat of a restriction hurt many of its industries, such as high-tech industries, automotives, and defense?
You know, there would be a lot of supply chain dislocation, but I don't see, I wouldn't anticipate significant pain for U.S. industries. The thing to keep in mind is there are non-China producers. The U.S. has a rare earths production facility in California, which had been shut down, but in 2018 was restarted and now produced, I think, 15,000 metric tons last year. It's not as low cost as China's production, but U.S. complete reliance on China's rare earths may be overstated.
As new innovations contribute to lower demand for certain rare earth elements, as well as the rise in non-Chinese production, do you think China's seemingly huge advantage over rare earths is being chipped away at?
Yes, I do. I would say that China's advantage here is certainly time limited. You know, that was one of the arguments in the U.S. in favor of allowing this particular situation to even emerge, that it would only be temporary. Industry's figuring out how to reduce its consumption of rare earths. And more importantly, China is the primary global supplier because it produces cheaply, in part because it adheres to much lower environmental standards. But rare earths, amazingly, aren't actually so rare. And as prices increase, more ex-China facilities become profitable and will resume production.
Well, there have been worries over China's monopoly over rare earths once every decade or so. So should we be worried about this monopoly, or is this, in fact, a paper tiger?
I'm not particularly worried. I view it mostly as a paper tiger. I think a total China ban would create a supply chain dislocation and some temporary industrial chaos. Prices would certainly rise, but the world wouldn't end, and soon rare earths will be less important to an industry than they are today.
Now, Malaysian Prime Minister Mahathir Mohamad has said it will allow Australian rare earth producer Lynas to continue its processing plant operation in the country. Lynas is the only significant producer of rare earths after China. The company last week unveiled detailed expansion plans to the tune of $500 million Australian dollars. So how long do you think it'll take before Lynas can, I suppose, overtake China in terms of an advantage?
Well, look, again, rare earths aren't really that rare, and production is dirty but not particularly complicated. Mahathir is a friend of Beijing, but he'd also like to see a successful rare earths industry in Malaysia. Production can commence fairly quickly, but it really comes down to a question of efficiency, environmental impact, and most of all, price. Everything always comes down to price.
Mm-hmm.
A Chinese export ban would be a huge gift to Lynas.
And to what extent, now you mentioned the ban, to what extent would the ban on exports cause the U.S. to incur more losses than China?
You know, I'm not sure that it will cause the U.S. that much of a headache. The U.S. has rare earth reserves bordering on 1.5 million metric tons, and it only imported about 160 million U.S. in rare earths last year. In California, its Mountain Pass facility has already ramped up to 15,000 metric tons, and industry is scaling back its usage. If China goes ahead with a ban, which I think is unlikely at this point, it would be hurting its own export industry while it invites, I think, more serious retaliation. I'm just skeptical that we're really on the verge of a ban yet.
He's Brock Silvers, Managing Director of Kaiyuan Capital, joining us live from Shanghai. Meanwhile, Chinese telecom giant Brock Huawei has called on U.S. courts to remove the ban on its equipment. This as the Trump administration banned U.S. companies from doing business with Huawei. I want to put this one question to you before we take a news break. Are we likely to see an eventual separation of the world into two distinct technological spheres as more and more countries or big companies have to seemingly pick a side?
Well, look, let's hope not. I hope to not have to pick a side. But it may come to that, as it seems that that's where a protracted trade war would be leading us. Over time, however, I think that advantage flows more to the U.S. side. China's modern economic story is fantastic. The world wants it to continue, as do I. But I think China may be picking the wrong fight at the wrong time with this.
Mm-hmm. Well, China's state media has warned that it's ready to use rare earths to retaliate in a trade war with the U.S. as tensions between the world's two largest economies escalate. So thank you very much, Brock Silvers, Managing Director of Kaiyuan Capital, for sharing us some of your thoughts and comments about this issue that's breaking news all over the world today.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg. Or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.